Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of myself and the entire Flight Wisdom crew, we'd like to welcome you on board. In preparation for taxi and takeoff, please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened and that your seatback and tray table are securely locked in their upright position. Now please sit back and relax as we take you through the features of this briefing for March 12, 2010. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 4. U.S. Airways will be inaugurating service on May 31st from Charlotte to Ottawa, once daily, and on June 1st from Philadelphia to Halifax, Nova Scotia. These two Canadian services will be operated by Air Wisconsin using 50-seater CRJ-200 regional jets. U.S. Airways will also inaugurate Charlotte to Los Cabos, Mexico 4 days a week, and 3 days a week to Puerto Vallarta on June 5th. Both routes will operate using Airbus A319 jets with 12 first class and 112 economy seats. Porter Airlines is increasing its number of daily flights from its base at Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport to Boston's Logan Airport. The service began on September 14th with 3 flights daily, expanded to 4 after only 2 weeks, and is now adding a 5th, effective March 31st. Continuing the Hawaii trend this week, yesterday Alaska Airlines inaugurated its thrice-weekly service from Norman Mineta Airport in San Jose, California, to Maui, which is followed today by its 4-times-weekly service to Kona. Alaska is also set to add Sacramento to Maui service on March 26th. All will be operated using Boeing 737-800 aircraft with 16 first-class seats and 141 economy seats, as well as Hawaiian-themed beverages and meal service. American Airlines announced the expansion of its mobile boarding passes to 19 additional airports: Albuquerque International, Charlotte Douglas International, Cleveland Hopkins International, Denver International, El Paso International, Houston George Bush Intercontinental, Jacksonville International, Little Rock Adams Field, Memphis International, New York's LaGuardia Airport, Oklahoma City Will Rogers World Airport, Orlando McCoy International Airport, Phoenix Sky Harbor, Salt Lake City International, San Antonio International, San Diego's Lindbergh Field, San Francisco International Airport, Tulsa International, Washington Dulles. We hope that all airlines will eventually offer the mobile boarding pass option, which uses a 2D barcode, at all airports worldwide. Frontier Airlines announced it will extend its seasonal nonstop service from Kansas City to Cancun through August 28th. This is the first time they've offered summer service on the route. Frontier will operate 2 flights weekly beginning April 19th, and from May 2nd, the service will be once weekly for the remainder of the season. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom Briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing number 4, March 12, 2010. Flight attendants, please prepare for departure.